This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. How did we get to the final hour already? Because we're having fun. Who has more fun than we do?
Nobody.
I was just talking to Tyler about Meat Friday on a Thursday. He's got to go out and shop. I said, you can't get whatever you want. It's going to be great. You put it on the Traeger. So Tyler will do that. Tyler's standing by, taking your phone calls as well.
Dang, today's Thursday?
I know.
How about that?
It feels like that. Like the last few months, it just feels like we breeze right by, and then it's Thursday, final hour, and you go, how did that happen? Then we get Friday, and then it's the weekend. But hopefully you feel the same when you're listening or watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. Coming up, we will talk to one of the six NFL executives who is in charge of creating the schedule. Take us behind the scenes, what's factored in here. We've heard some of the games that are already leaking out. The Detroit Lions will be in Kansas City. That'll be the kickoff night on NBC. The Lions are getting 7 early line. Monday night, it'll be the Bills and the Jets in New York. We know the international games. Week 5 on NBC, Cowboys and the 49ers. Black Friday, the Dolphins and the Jets on Amazon. Week 13, Niners-Eagles rematch. Christmas Day, Raiders-Chiefs. That's CBS and Nickelodeon. And also the Giants and the Eagles on Fox. Week 17, the Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. What would be the worst matchup? Is there a bad matchup? Potential for week one. It doesn't feel like there's a bad matchup for week one. There's usually a bad matchup for like week 17. Yeah, Seton.
You know what? It feels weird saying these two teams, and maybe I haven't thought this through much at all, but Saints-Falcons.
Don't they play like 4 times a year?
They play like 4 times a year, yeah. But that formerly used to be one that I would really look forward to. But,
yeah,
man, this year, I don't know that that really gets me going.
My Falcons with Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London.
It feels like they should be more exciting. But I don't – maybe they will be. Maybe they will be. But
Desmond Ridder?
I just don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yes, Marv.
Mine is Cardinals-Saints.
Oh, Cardinals-Saints.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Paulie?
I'm going to go, man, this is not anti-Derek Carr, but the Saints have no juice. I'm going to go Saints-Patriots. The Patriots are not a fun team to watch. They rarely score.
They're just boring.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes they have drama, but during the game, they're very boring.
All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Yes, Seton?
I look like a Commanders Titans matchup. Probably wouldn't do much.
I would do Commanders Colts or Commanders Falcons.
No, the Colts, I'm interested if Anthony Richardson's playing. I'm interested in that.
What if it's Minshew? I guess he's still kind of fun.
Well, no, that's not tune-in factor. I like Gardner Minshew, but if Anthony Richardson's playing, then great. But Gardner Minshew, maybe not.
Sam Howell against Desmond Ridder, though. Commanders going to Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. Knicks beat the Heat. Heat still up 3-2. The Warriors roll the Lakers 3-2. Now going back to L.A., and the big question is Anthony Davis got injured last night. Here is LeBron James on AD's head injury.
I didn't see the shot. I'm just seeing the aftermath, but the medical team seems to say he's doing better, so, you know, that's what matters the most.
And it was initially ruled that it wasn't a concussion, but he will have to go through the normal testing there. But if he does have a concussion, according to the NBA concussion protocol, he will not be eligible to play on Friday night. You have to be out for 48 hours. Steph Curry had 27-8 in potential elimination games. He's now 9-4, averaging 29-7 in those games. Here is Steph talking about being in the moment.
Yeah, I just love this stage, you know, so much, and not afraid of anything that's going to happen. And the outcome is just, again, getting lost in the game and understanding the versatility of being able to play a lot of different ways, and the confidence that I've been able to do it for a long time. So, and the trust that I have in my teammates to be along that journey with me. So it's nice to and blessed to be able to keep doing it even at this stage in your career. So I don't want it to stop anytime soon.
He's still wonderful to watch. There's this curiosity, fascination I have of how is he doing it? And you're watching some of these guys, and everybody has a 3-and-D guy who's a wing player, whose, you know, wingspan is 7'2", and they're 6'8". And he's taking these jumpers over everybody. And his ball handling is very underrated. Passing is underrated. Like, his shooting is so great. You're the greatest shooter of all time. We don't talk about the other things. But he's an underrated passer, which sounds strange for a point guard. But Draymond is a great passer. And Draymond played really well last night, both ends of the floor. But the big story is Anthony Davis. And they were still in the game. He got the inadvertent elbow to the temple. And now we wait. Now we wait and find out, see if we can get an update here sometime soon. But given it's West Coast time, when do you get examined? I'm sure he did last night, but I don't know if there's swelling. And then they're going to have to wait and reevaluate him later today. Yeah, Paul?
You know, the Lakers would like to get it out there real quick that he does not have a concussion, so he's not in the protocol. Obviously, if you know that report that Chris Haynes of NBA and TNT, that was moments after the game ended. He got on national TV and said, I got multiple sources tell me he does not have a concussion as of now. Yeah. That would be a smart move by the Lakers to leak that unofficially to cool things down.
By the way, since the introduction of the three-point shot, in the NBA, Klay Thompson is one of five players to make at least 3 3-pointers per game in a game six situation. Game six Klay. He and Steph Curry are great in game sixes, if that means anything to you. But Klay has not played well. Jordan Poole, you know, you're trying to get some consistency. And if you would have said, hey, by the way, this is going to be the second best player on the floor is Draymond offensively, I would have been surprised at that. But, you know, Draymond did what he needed to do. He forced the action. And they needed to have that last night. But now you go back to Los Angeles. By the way, we just found out it looks like it will be the Cowboys against the Giants week one Sunday Night Football. Cowboys, Giants. But that's, you know, you can't go wrong with the Cowboys. Doesn't matter who they play.
Dak versus Daniel?
Yes. Or Daniel versus Dak.
Or Daniel versus Dak.
So Sunday Night Football, Cowboys open the season week one in New York against the new and improved New York Giants. Yes, Paul?
Giants are a good team. Are they an exciting team?
There's
your answer.
Saquon Barkley.
Is he still on the team?
Yes, he is.
Officially?
Yeah, he just turned down a long-term extension. I think it would have been like $13 million a year. last I heard. By the way, I haven't heard Jordan Love until yesterday, where he was asked some questions in a press conference on being the starter in Green Bay.
It's exciting. I think there's a lot of energy around it for myself. And, you know, I think I can kind of step up and be a little bit more vocal and things like that, knowing that I'm the guy and not being a backup. So I think from that aspect, it changed a little bit.
All right. He also said that he learned an awful lot watching Aaron Rodgers.
Just being able to sit back as a quarterback and observe him, you know, his footwork, how the ball comes out of his hands, and just how he practices every day and then takes that into the game. It's just very valuable stuff that I was able to sit for 3 years and pick his brain on and just watch him work.
Wouldn't you love, like, no pun intended, a really honest answer, like, God, thank God the drama's out of the building. Now I can get my chance to show America how great I He didn't help me at all. I didn't learn anything. I just listened to Pat McAfee. That's the only time that, you know, I ever heard him. Yes, Mark.
Did he celebrate something crazy when he found out Aaron Rodgers actually was going to the Jets? Like, gosh, finally.
I don't know how you celebrate that.
Get in the lab.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I believe by grinding.
Yeah.
Back to the grind, you mean?
Excuse me while I go back to the grind.
Rise and grind.
Where you wake up.
That's where you wake up and begin grinding.
Rise and grind.
Even that stretch is too long, Dan. You got to get right to grinding.
Yeah. You're not grinding soon enough. Okay.
Oh, good morning. Let's grind.
Yeah.
Marvin, I'm asleep.
All my life. I've been grinding all my life.
24/7.
Sacrifice.
Yes.
Hustle, pay the price.
Nobody grinds like I grind. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paulie?
I hate to bring it up.
But
you notice on social media, there's people that wake up and at 6:15 in the morning, they post, just finished my second workout, attacking the day. Who's with me? What do you want to do to those people? Do you want to pat them on the back and respect them? Or do you want to like throw them down a flight of stairs?
That's why I'm not on social media.
Dan, there's a handful of people who are like full of energy at 5:45 a.m.
It still goes back to the guy who compliments his wife or his wife who compliments her husband. And he's my ray of sunshine. He's the, you know, the wind under my wings. And just say it to each other. That's all. Just say it to each other.
My rock? You can't surround your rock with all this love?
I just.
The greatest thing that's ever happened to me?
Like my kids will text each other and I'll go, just call.
Like, why?
I know.
What do you mean, call?
I know.
There's only a couple of reasons why you call someone, and they're never good.
Yes, and then when I call my kids, they never answer. Yeah. If I text them, they answer right away, and I go, why didn't you answer? Oh, I was busy. Not too busy, you just text me. Yes, Todd.
Because most people don't want to have a conversation anymore. They want to get their point across and share whatever pictures and words they want to say. They're not interested in a return from what's going on in your life.
And that's why I just send you guys emojis. Just a thumbs up and a smiley face. No matter what the question is or the, you know, comment is, it's just a thumbs up. Yes, Paul.
Do you guys get nervous when you get a phone call from someone? I'm at the point now. I got a phone call about a week ago from a grade school friend who I keep in touch with, but like every 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no, someone's dead. And I'm waiting to hit answer on the call. I'm like, oh no, one of our friends is dead. It was a nice call and it was nothing bad at all. That scares me.
We had Robert Ori on. He, Big Shot Bomb, won 7 titles. And I was wondering, he works covering the Lakers, and I was wondering, what is the comp? And we brought up Charles Haley because he won, 5 or 6 Super Bowls with the Cowboys and the Niners. But he was a great player. I mean, and Robert said, look, he thinks he's a Hall of Famer. He's not going to get in. But we just brought up Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman was never a Pro Bowl wide receiver, but you can't write the history of the NFL without Julian Edelman. Robert in Boca on that topic. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I'm also a longtime member of the Dead Dads Club.
Oh.
Dan, my dad was in the same plane crash as Wendell Ladner.
Oh, wow.
Go back to your ABA days.
Yeah, the former ABA player with the Kentucky Colonels.
And others.
Wow.
And the Nets.
Yeah, like
Julius was the only member of the team to go to his funeral. Anyway, a comp for Robert Ori in hockey would be Ken Morrow, who went from the 1980 gold medal team in Lake Placid to right to the Islanders for the first of their four Stanley Cups.
Yeah, and you know what's strange? The first professional hockey game I ever saw was Rangers-Islanders at the Garden. And the Islanders were kickstarting their dynasty then. I'm right behind Billy Smith was the goaltender.
Yeah, very famous.
And I'm watching, and I'm with a guy who's from New York. He goes, just letting you know, not all hockey games are like this. Because I'm going, this is awesome. And it was an unbelievable game. And Ken Morrow, of course, was one of the stars. But he was never one of the great players on that Islander team because they had so many great players there. I mean, that was almost like, you had the Islanders, then you had Edmonton, I think, was the order. And just how great those two franchises were with, you know, incredible Hall of Famers. Yeah, Paul.
Is that Dennis Potvin and those guys? He seemed to be very famous.
Dennis Potvin, number five, I believe. Mike Bossy was on that. Pat LaFontaine was on that team.
Which is a better seat, up against the glass behind the goalkeeper or on the sides?
I didn't have a choice, but I just know that it was unbelievable atmosphere. And the fact that the Islanders won at the Garden. Yes, Marv?
Is John C. Reilly a good comparison to Robert Horry as far as an actor?
But he hadn't won anything. He's a great actor. I don't think John
C. Reilly's been a part of great films.
Yeah.
Like, remember, John C. Reilly was in it, and you kind of, you just snap your finger.
Yeah. Yes.
Someone on Twitter just had another comp for Robert Horry, the band Foreigner.
Oh, wow.
Cold as ice.
I know. Who had more hits, Robert Horry or Foreigner?
Oh, no one's doing that poll today.
Yeah. Nobody's doing that poll today. I'm going to say Big Shot Bob.
Foreigner. Should be in the if Sheryl Crow's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Foreigner should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There, I said it.
Are we sure they're not?
They're not. I don't know why I went up there. They're not. The heck was that? Tyson in Colorado. Hey, Ty, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, just finished my morning post about this show being my ray of sunshine every
Thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to be your rock, Tyson. I want to be your rock.
My comp for Robert Horry is Adam Vinatieri. They kind of both get called on for one specific thing, and neither of them ever seem to miss.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Tyson. And I'm glad that I'm your rock. I'm the wind under your wings. Yes, Mark. Adam Vinatieri's Hall of Famer, though. Like, he's special. He's specialized. But he was in more often. You know, because he was there for the entire game as far as kicking, field goals, extra points, kickoffs, and then he'd bring him in to close. Yes, Marv, did you have a thought there?
As a matter of fact, I did, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Is anybody going to write a nice long post to their wives via social media?
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah, Mother's Day?
No. I'm going to tell my wife.
Oh,
I'm going to do something that is completely different than most people. I'm just going to tell her I love her.
Oh, I thought you could say brunch.
No, I got her some things already.
Already?
Yes, heck yes.
All right, Saturday
night.
No,
we had those Dan's deals. I got all those. The blankets, olive oil, candles, brownies.
I kept that.
Boom.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I said you could because I knew you needed help. I would just get your wife one of those T-shirts you have on.
Too late. Already got it.
Yeah? Okay. Yep. Marvin's T-shirt, the hands T-shirt, it's available. You can go to danpatrick.com, and you can have one of those shirts. But more importantly, your wife can be wearing one of those shirts.
People always say, why don't you make any shirts for women?
Yeah, we just did. Strategically placed by accident. All right.
Oh, that meet and greet in Vegas is going to be awesome.
Yes, it is. NFL schedule release is coming up tonight. We'll talk to one of the people who they're involved in the process. How do you come up with that schedule? What do you factor in? How heated does it get in that? Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From what I'm told, sources close to me, six NFL executives are the ones who create the NFL schedule. And that group includes our next guest. He's Ani Bose. And the schedule makers get help from technology. Thousands of computers produce thousands of possible schedules. So that leaves it up to the schedule makers to select the best ones. And then I believe they pass it on to the commissioner. Also, you have to factor in this, that part of the conversation, the tricky part is the networks will lobby to have certain games. So the network executives always are angling to have the best games on. I don't know how involved they are with any of those things, but that's why we're having Ani Bose on. Ani, good to see you again. NFL Vice President of Broadcasting. Did I get everything right there with behind the scenes?
I think you captured the essence of it, Dan. Great to be here with you.
Okay. How argumentative, passionate does it get behind the scenes with you guys before you send it off to the commissioner with these matchups?
It's a great question. I think, you know, the good thing is, as you mentioned, you know, there's five or six of us who sit in that room, whether it's a real room or a virtual room, and we're all really invested in this. We're all really passionate about making sure that, you know, our objective is let's put the best games into the best windows. Let's make sure our fans can see what's out there, the games that they're circling on the calendar today. And it does get passionate because you've got to balance, you know, kind of competitive issues. You want to make sure it's fair for every team and how they play their games. But as you mentioned, every network, you know, wants and deserves a piece of those top, you know, 40, 50 games. And it gets passionate where you argue, hey, this game should be on a Sunday night, or this game should be on a Monday or a Thursday. Is this too big for that window? We're all invested in it. We all care. It's all collegial, but it absolutely can get heated at times. And, you know, we walk out of the room at the end of the day or at the end of the process. We all respect each other and appreciate that we challenge each other.
Okay. Once you guys come up with the schedule, then you take it to Commissioner Goodell?
Yeah. I mean, it's not as, you know, straightforward as we walk in there with, hey, boss, here's the last one. We've actually, over the last few years, really established a cadence where we'll kind of level set with him early in the process. That process can start as immediately as after the day after the season, the previous season ends. But we really get into it once the Super Bowl is over. We know where the kickoff game is going to be at the home of the champion. And then it's iterative, and we'll meet with the commissioner multiple times, you know, maybe once a month in February and March, and then really through April, probably weekly, we're up there giving him updates, just making sure that he has a sense of where we're headed and making sure there's nothing on there that he would say, hey, don't do that, or I would never play it that way.
Why Detroit against Kansas City to open up the season? It's rare to have a team that didn't make the playoffs last year.
It's a great question, Dan, and that's one of the ones that we probably had some more of our more passionate discussions about. A couple things to factor in there. One, when you start with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, any Super Bowl champion is going to be attractive. But when you've got them in there, you know that game is going to have a high amount of attention. It's going to get a lot of viewership. He is, you know, kind of our gold standard at this point of the individual player that people are going to tune in to watch. They have great home opponents this year. We could have gone out with a Super Bowl rematch. We could have played Cincinnati, the championship rematch. We could have played Buffalo. Any one of those games would have gotten blockbuster numbers. We considered all of them. They've got great divisional matchups. You know, the AFC West always matters. The Chargers play great primetime games against the Chiefs. So we left ourselves open-minded. There's a lot of years where we might say, this is the one game that we're going to play on kickoff. This year, we kind of said, there's a lot of games we let consider. And as we went through the process, the Lions were one of those teams we left in there. And we really like that narrative around that team. They write, you know, as you well know, kind of what the culture that they're building there, the way they finished that season, you know, 8 wins out of their last 9 or 10 games. Last time we saw them on national television was the last game, game 272 of the regular season, and they were beating the Packers in Lambeau to keep Aaron Rodgers out of the playoffs. We really like that. There's a lot of energy there, and we feel really good about starting the season with that energy against the Super Bowl champs.
How much of the schedule is put into place prior to the draft, and also with free agency or Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, factoring in rookie quarterbacks as well? How much does it change, let's say, after those situations have been completed?
Look, that question is really pertinent for this year because the draft heading into that week, Aaron Rodgers hadn't been formally traded. Lamar Jackson hadn't signed. So those were in the back of our heads, right? We were pretty confident that Rodgers was going to be a New York Jet, but we really wanted to see that happen before we locked it in. So the fact that that trade did go through gave us some relief because we had told ourselves, if he's not traded by Friday night of the draft, we're going to have some contingencies. We didn't have to go there. Beyond that, you know, the draft helps us think about some things on the margins. Obviously, there's always the handful of really high profile college players, Bryce Young, Stroud. We're going to look at those matchups and, you know, you're going to see Carolina in a national window when we announce the schedule tonight. But, you know, it doesn't overly change things, but it lets us look over those last 2 weeks. Okay, here's some interesting spots where these guys may fall.
And then Lamar Jackson re-signing, how much did that change with Baltimore? And are you guys included in any of this? Does the commissioner say, hey, schedule Baltimore, I'm hearing that Lamar Jackson's re-signed? Like, how much information is exchanged when it comes to putting this schedule together?
Yeah, we're always looking for information. We're going to talk to our colleagues in the building and what are you hearing? Do you think this deal is going to get done? It always helps us to know those things. You know, I think with Lamar, same thing, right? You know, they're a dynamic, exciting football team, but it's another level where he's in there. So when we were concerned, hey, there's a chance he may not be on the team, we may have considered, do we put Baltimore a few fewer times into big windows on national TV? Once he was signed, full confidence to go out there and put them in the windows we have them in.
How many primetime games for Aaron Rodgers this year?
You're going to see the New York Jets in the maximum number of, you know, whether it's fully on primetime. We've already announced he's going to be in the first. The Jets are going to be in the first Amazon Black Friday game. So yes, fully, you will see them as distributed as widely as you would have seen Aaron Rodgers and the Packers distributed if he was still on there.
But is that 12 games?
No, there's a maximum number. You know, you can make, you can be scheduled for 6 national appearances, across NBC, ESPN, Amazon. And then, you know, a certain number of those games have to go to CBS. Some of them are going to end up on Fox as well.
And then we just found out Sunday night is going to be the Cowboys and the Giants.
That's right. We announced that this morning. Wait. Oh, you just scooped me.
It's going
to be. You got me, man.
It's the Cowboys and the Giants on Sunday night. Just letting you know, Ani.
Thank you. I appreciate that heads up. We did announce the Cowboys and the Niners. I'm stunned here. Cowboys and the Niners, we announced in week 5 on NBC Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And we announced that pickup as well.
And you didn't mess up. That information is leaked out. Just letting you know. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Do you ever tell anybody, like, off the record, you know, somebody wants to know, hey, I want to plan my trip to Miami, see the Dolphins and the Jets. Can you tell me when that's going to be? Do you ever leak any information sort of to the neighbors or friends?
No. You get those questions a lot. The easiest part of that is that up until this past Monday, those things were all changing. So I wasn't going to, you know, whatever I might have told you 2 weeks ago may have changed by the final schedule that we put in front of the commissioner. So that makes that part a lot easier.
Does the commissioner have a favorite team?
He loves all 32 equally.
No. He doesn't like Arizona. It's hard to like Arizona this year. But growing up, was he a Patriots fan or Giants fan?
You know what? I don't know that answer. I think you should have him on and ask him.
Oh, we've tried to, Ani. Could you tell him I said hello?
I will for sure.
Hey, great to have you on, and good luck with the broadcast coming up tonight.
Appreciate it, Dan. It's an exciting day for all of us.
And that's Ani Bose. He's the NFL Vice President of Broadcasting. He's been part of the NFL schedule making for 15 years now. I would think it would be like, okay, let's strategize. Because you don't want all the great games, you know, front-loaded. You want to have middle part, the end of the season, because a lot of times you get to the end of the season, you're like, oh, we can't avoid, you know what, let's just put it there with week 17. But if you can have a bad matchup earlier in the season, and it's okay, it's when we see that these teams have 3 wins and they're facing each other, that's different. But if it's early, I don't know how good Carolina or Houston's going to be. But if you told me, I don't even know if they face each other, Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud were going to face each other, all right, I'm in. Early in the season, maybe not late in the season. And we saw that with Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston. And that was 7 or 8 years ago, opened the season. I'm like, yeah, all right. I didn't care about him after that, but I did that week. Yeah, Paulie.
And I think they're pretty gutsy to put the Lions on, because we all had the same reaction we saw. Like, that is not traditional. I don't know if the NFL... You know, they always look for storylines, but yeah, they usually go with either a giant market or defending champs or defending playoff teams.
I felt bad that, you know, we had gotten the information about Sunday night with the Giants and the Cowboys, and I'm like, yeah, and you got that? And he goes, yep, we announced that early. Wait, what? So
you just scooped me.
Yes, I did. Brian in Tampa. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, first time, long time, 5'9", 185.
Yeah.
So last NFL season, you had Chris Nowinski kind of go viral on Twitter with his take on the Tua situation and him, well, the Dolphins not putting him out, not reporting concussion. I felt like you and Colin were the only shows really being objective and putting it on the table that, you know, these players may be going back out there with a concussion. And now I feel like we're 6 months, forward in the NBA season, and now something similar may be happening with Anthony Davis. Is it semantics at this point, player safety? Because I feel like depending on the player, it feels like we're right back where we were 10 years ago.
Oh, you know, it's hard to say, Brian, what everybody's agenda is, and it's a fair point to bring up. All I can tell you is having a source, I got to be careful in bringing this up. Somebody shouldn't have played and they did play. and they weren't cleared officially in the NFL. But then they got cleared, but they shouldn't have been cleared. And it felt like they were kind of pushing somebody through. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole because I don't want this to lead to anything. But it happens. People have agendas. Player safety, I think, sounds good. It's almost like student athlete. Is it really? I always call them athletic students because they're athletes first. But player safety, getting somebody back out there. Should you be out there? Can you tough it out? I hope that the Lakers are doing the right thing and just saying, you know, if he has a concussion, he has a concussion. But it was quick when it came out. Hey, he doesn't have a concussion. Okay. And yes, I had a problem with the Dolphins, with what they were doing. When they say, oh, he injured his back. Have you heard anything about Tua's back since then? Right? Now, they still say he didn't have a concussion. Okay. You got to live with this. I don't. Tua has to live with this. I don't. But I think it didn't pass the eye test. That's all. And I hope there is player safety because the player will not try to protect himself. It's rare when you do that because we're told, tough it out. Oh, come on, you can play through that. We don't care about them when they're 40 years of age. They, you know, got dementia. They, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, man, oh, boy, he was tough. And, you know, I've been around Jim McMahon. And Jim McMahon was tough. And I saw Jim McMahon struggle mightily. He had suicidal thoughts. He was in a dark, dark, dark place. Well, he played through it. Tough. Come on. That's what we do. And I think, you know, no matter what the sport is, I know that you got to have an agenda here. But the agenda has to be that person who might not know how to protect themselves. Hines Ward told me. Got blasted in a game against the Ravens. In the head. Concussion. He grabbed his ankle. Because, grab my ankle. Well, they knew that he suffered a concussion. But he almost instinctively grabbed his ankle so they wouldn't take him out of the game. They had to hide his helmet. You're taught. You know, that's how you play. You're tough. Maybe Anthony Davis doesn't have that, you know, pain threshold. But hopefully somebody is there to protect him from himself if he does try to come back. But if you're out there trying to play with a concussion, just your equilibrium, and you're going to be nauseous, you'll be throwing up. I mean, like, I had two concussions. One was terrible. You know, almost died. But, you know, I wasn't playing a sport. And I hope Anthony Davis doesn't have a concussion. He gets to play. But if he does, according to protocol, he's not playing on Friday night. Let's take a break. Final results of our poll question, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Did you see the story with Bo Jackson? It's crazy.
Crazy. Dang it. I meant to do this as a poll question, too, and I forgot. Crap.
So he's on with our buddy Greg McElroy. And he talked about that he's had hiccups for a year.
I've had the hiccups since last July, and I'm getting the medical procedure done the end of this week, I think, to try to remedy it. But I'm busy at the hospital sitting up with doctors poking me and shining lights down my throat and you probing me every way they can to find out why I got these hiccups. So that's the only reason that I wasn't there.
Have we figured it out?
Hell no. Mm-hmm. I have done everything, scare me, drink water upside down, smell like a porcupine. It doesn't work.
He smelled the rear end of a porcupine, they said. But so 10 months he's had hiccups. And this is where somebody goes, hey, have you tried? Hey, have you tried peanut butter? Hey, have you tried, you know, all of these? And I'm thinking if somebody has had hiccups and you're Bo Jackson, for 10 months you've heard every possible remedy. Yeah, Pauline.
There, I'm looking at the Mayo Clinic, and this says there's could be a bunch of different causes for that. It could be in your brain. It could be in your chest, esophagus. It could be stomach-related. It could be nerve-related. They said there's a number of different possibility things that happen, and there's very few diagnoses and treatments because it's hard to diagnose.
I didn't know if it was just something in his chest or his stomach. What is that, like peptic... Do you know what it is, Todd?
Peptic acid?
Yeah, is it something? Maybe. I don't know.
They said there's a thing called a phrenic nerve in your diaphragm, and if you have nerve damage from something that went down there the wrong way, they said there's a bunch of different things. Oof.
But for 10 months, he's had the hiccups. Yes, Todd?
Did anyone try to sneak up behind him and go, bow, instead of boo? I mean, they say it could just kind of scare somebody and get rid of the hiccups. That's too soon for that?
Yeah, it felt
it's like a little insensitive.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
That must be just awful.
How do you sleep?
During that whole soundbite we just played, he didn't hiccup once. I don't think he did.
That was ironic.
Maybe was he just desperate for attention?
Yeah.
Come on, Bo. You don't have to hiccup for 10 months. Insane.
Hey, Bo knows.
He does know.
Bo knows.
hiccup once in that soundbite.
So in the
you got to throw one in there.
That was you're right. You're
can't
right.
Stop hiccuping. You just did. You just stopped. Yeah. You're not
you
doing.
Stop for at least 11 seconds.
We cured you. Just coming on the show.
I think every time he comes on with Greg McElroy, he doesn't have the hiccups. Greg has to follow Bo around now every day, every moment. Just talk to him.
There is a hiccup in his story there. We'll believe him. We will believe him. Come on. Bo knows. You're right. He knows what he's got.
All right. Thank you. You're killing it, right? At the end of the show.
A little bit.
Yeah. Tony in Florida. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind?
First time, long time, 5'11", 170. So next month, me and my wife are taking my daughter to her first baseball game. She's not a baseball fan of any means. She won't watch a Braves. I'm a huge Braves fan. What can I do to try to get her to be more interested in the game when we take her?
How old is she?
11.
I would try to teach her how to keep score in the game.
Okay.
Or pick a favorite player, or this is why Dad loves watching baseball, because of that player. But I remember taking my wife to a minor league baseball game, and she's not a sports fan. And I taught her how to keep score. And she thought that was great. You had to stay in the game with every at bat. And then she grew to understand the game a little bit more. But at 11, maybe. But also, why am I watching this player? I told this story before. I wanted my kids to see Derek Jeter before he retired. And I took them to a Yankee game his last year. And they were watching, and they go, "Dad, what does he do well?" And I go, "Well, he's a great leader." Like, I started rattling off all these things, but he wasn't doing anything. I said, "Well, he's a clutch guy and leader and da-da-da-da-da-da-da." I think he went 1-for-4. And there wasn't anything where they go, he didn't do anything. I go, but he's had 3,000 of those hits. And they go, "Okay." Yeah, it's a little tougher sometimes to have the, did you see him turn 2 there, girls? And they're like, "What's that mean?" I go, "No, he got a double play. Do you have a single play?" Then my daughter started asking those questions where you're going, "My bad. I shouldn't have done this." Yes, Tom.
And if all else fails, you get the cotton candy and a mini helmet filled with ice cream. Let's go. Don't worry about the game.
Who's with me? This day in sports history.
Oh, let's see. Ted Turner managed Atlanta Braves game, the owner of CNN and the Braves.
Yep.
Did he just put himself in the game?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if someone did that now? An owner just said, "I'm going to run things." That was 1977. And let's see. 2015. NFL announced that Tom Brady would be suspended without pay for the first 4 games of the regular season of the 15-16 season.
Man, that took
maybe
over.
Deflating footballs.
That took over. That was the story for a while there. Let me see. So the Braves they had lost 16 in a row, and then Ted Turner said, "You know what? I'm gonna take over." The Braves lost that game to the Pirates, and then the National League president Chubb Feeney said to Ted Turner, "Anyone who owns stock in a team is forbidden to manage it." But Ted got to manage, and they ended up losing. Also on this date, 1984, The Natural released in theaters. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. I'm going to start with you, Todd. What did you learn today?
Robert Horry was a big Gary Carter fan growing up. Got a jersey for him. He loved watching the baseball bunch.
I love that story. Had his jersey framed in the background there. Seton, what did you learn today?
Robert Horry's not passing anybody.
No. He would take the shot. Big shot, Bob. Marvin?
Brady is going back to Foxborough.
Yeah. What's it called? Welcome back, Tom. Or thank you, Tom. Oh, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Paulie, what'd you learn?
That's what I learned. It's thank you, Tom night.
Thank you, Tom. Todd, what did I learn?
Jalen Brunson appeared to have wanted it more than the Heat last night.
Discover credit cards do something awesome. Awesome. At the end of the first year, they automatically double the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Thanks for joining us. Got a meet Friday coming up tomorrow. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.